Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. You are here with me, your host, Elizabeth Benton, and I'm here to help you master fat loss naturally. That's what I do. I'm here to answer your questions, to give you the information you need to put your knowledge into action, to help you with your struggles and help you learn how to go from information overload and analysis paralysis to living a fat loss lifestyle that works for you, right? And on each episode, we tackle a mainstream nutrition or fitness myth or a major weight loss challenge. We talk about facts and solutions. And then most importantly, in every episode, we get to practical implementation steps, how you can do it. It's not enough to know what to do, but here we want to bridge the gap between knowing and doing so that you can reach your goals and stop doing this one step forward, two steps back thing that keeps us stuck in our old habits. So let's do just that. Most of us acknowledge, most of us acknowledge how important goal setting is in the achievement of anything that you want to accomplish, right? It's said all the time that you can't hit a target that you can't see, but if knowing what you want to achieve is such a critical step, you would think that there would be a higher success rate with any type of goal, especially weight loss goals, right? But most people fail even when they set goals. 95% of people do not achieve their New Year's resolutions, and more than 50% of people have quit after just 1 month. So setting goals is obviously important, but it's not the be-all, end-all. What else is there? What is that success formula? And what is the difference between people who set goals and miss the mark and people who set goals and consistently achieve them? And we could talk for days about motivation, positive thinking, pleasure and pain associations, and I've gone into a lot of those things in previous episodes that I will link to on the show notes, and you can find the show notes over at primalpotential.com under the podcast tab. But today, we're going to talk about the very beginning of the process of goal setting in and of itself, right? There are ways that you can set goals that will, just by doing it this way, will increase your chances of success right out of the gate. And if just the way you go about setting your goals can take you from, say, a 5% chance of achieving your goal to, say, a 50% chance, that's a dang good place to start, don't you think? So first and foremost, and this is a major theme when it comes to Primal Potential and my approach, is I want you to set only one goal, only one. When people set 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 goals, they're really diffusing their energy and they're being inefficient. But we live in this society that tells us that more is more, do more, get more, be more, have more. The problem with that is when we try to do more and more and more, we end up getting less and less and less because we are fragmenting our energy. We are limiting our potential by making our focus too broad, and we try and go wide instead of go deep. And the way that we can achieve lasting change and reach our goals is to go deep instead of spreading ourselves so thin when we go wide. We have to limit our energy expenditure and focus it, right? Otherwise, when we try and accomplish a bazillion things, we're limiting our potential. We're limiting what we have to give to the goal that we're striving to reach. It's really the difference between a shotgun approach versus a sniper rifle approach. Think about the energy wasted with a shotgun, right? I mean, you're using a ton of ammo, you're firing off in a million different directions and praying that you'll hit your target versus a sniper rifle approach, very concentrated, a very focused release of energy, a very intense focus on the target, and you have a much higher chance of hitting the target while expending less total energy and wasting fewer resources. So I'm going to encourage you to take the sniper rifle approach. That is always the approach that I personally use and when I'm looking to change an area of my life, and it's the approach that I encourage my clients to take too, because it allows you to focus your resources on one thing instead of dispersing them across 10, 12, 14, even 3 or 4 different things. It's a great place to start. So pick one thing you want to change. One thing. And I've talked in previous episodes about how to determine what that focus is. I'm not going to go into too much detail on that today, but I will link to those episodes in the show notes over at primalpotential.com under the podcast tab. But in short, what I encourage you to do is a SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T, and it is an analysis of your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, right? So you write down the strengths in that particular area of your life that you want to change, your weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats, and that can help you to determine and to see what behaviors or activities are holding you back the most, and that's a great place to start with a goal, to work on the thing that is holding you back the most. When you have assessed your strengths and your weaknesses and your opportunities and your threats, I want you to consider, and this is the first thing we're going to talk about, I want you to consider the outcome that you are after. As you look at your situation, what do you want to achieve? What are you seeking? What outcome are you striving for with this behavior change or goal that you're setting? Maybe you want to lose weight so you can be more active with your kids. Maybe you're looking for more energy. You're tired of feeling lethargic and unmotivated. Or maybe you're looking to improve your physical strength, right? Or get your blood sugar under control so you can get off your diabetes medications. Maybe you want to be more productive and make better use of your time so you don't always feel like you're chasing your tail and you're never making forward progress. Don't rush this. Think hard about the outcome that you're seeking. What do you really want? If you could achieve anything that's going to impact your life in a positive way, what would it be? What outcome are you after? Think about the ways in which you want your life to improve, or think about things in your life that are draining you, that are holding you back, that don't make you happy. And think about what you could accomplish if you were able to overcome those things or eliminate those things from your life. Spend time doing this. You can pause this now, or you can go back and do it a little bit later. But think really hard about the outcome that you are seeking. And then it's helpful to glance over the list that you've created and indicate what would have the biggest impact. Pick one. Pick one area that is going to simplify your life or improve your life the most dramatically, right? So you're going to create this list, and then you're going to prioritize it in terms of the order or the magnitude of impact on your life, the way that it will improve your life most significantly. So outcome is the first thing that we really want to consider. From there, once you know what outcome you're seeking and you've selected sort of one outcome that you really want to pursue, that you really want to adjust your behaviors to achieve that outcome, from there, you need to consider performance. So outcome is number one, performance is number two. What type of performance is necessary for you to produce that outcome? What will you need to do? What steps will you need to take? What actions are required to deliver that outcome that you are seeking? Let's say that the outcome you're seeking is to be more productive and get more out of your day, because right now you feel like you're always behind the eight ball, you're always, you know, missing out on something, you feel like a dog chasing its tail. The performance necessary to produce that outcome might be naming your priorities and identifying where you can come back. It might cut back. It might be planning your top priority each day. It might be saying no more often, getting to bed earlier, not hitting the snooze button in the morning, or asking for help and delegating tasks and resources. So You want to identify the outcome, and then you want to name for that one outcome, not all outcomes, but for that one outcome, what performance would be necessary to get you to that outcome. Let's say another example, the outcome you're seeking is to improve your physical strength, right? What kinds of performance steps would be necessary to get you to that place of improved physical strength? We'll brainstorm some performance requirements. Fueling your body intelligently, getting plenty of rest, balancing your hormones via diet and lifestyle, moving more, resistance training on a consistent basis. Maybe your outcome, and this was one of my first outcomes, was to lose 50 pounds, right? And maybe you want to do this so you can keep up with your kids, or maybe you want to do this so you can get off your diabetes medications, but you have to look at what kind of performance is necessary to get you to that outcome. You have to see here that it's not enough to just say, I want to lose 50 pounds, or I want to get stronger, or I want to have more productivity in my days. You then have to take it to the next step and say, what kind of performance is going to be required to get me to that outcome? So in the case of, you know, wanting to lose 50 pounds, you might have to say, all right, this is the performance that's necessary. I need to balance my blood sugar so I can stay in fat burning mode for longer. And what kind of performance is going to be required to do that? I need to focus on whole foods. I need to cut back on processed foods and sugars. I need to backload my carbohydrates into the end of the day. I need to make sure that I'm eating plenty of fat, fiber, and protein at every meal and every snack. So you can see that what we're doing here is defining the type of performance we'll need to have. We're not just saying I want to lose 50 pounds and then waking up every day and going, how can I tackle this? We are identifying the types of activities that we need in order to reach our goal. And let me just emphasize, this does not mean we'll take them on all at once, not at all, in fact. And that leads us to the third step in this process. Once you've defined the outcome you're seeking and the performance necessary to produce that outcome, you're going to create a process. So the first thing we did was identify the outcome. Then we talked about the performance necessary to get us to that outcome. And now we start with a process that will guide you through the performance steps you've identified. And that will become your ritual, your routine, your daily habits that you're going to wake up and practice over and over and over and over until they become a habit, until you achieve the outcome and crush your goal. And you know what I'm going to say here? You are going to create one new habit at a time. So this process that you are going to create isn't going to be the process for eating more fruits and vegetables and cutting out sugar and reducing processed foods and eating more whole foods and getting to the gym every day. No, we're focusing on one thing at a time, because if we don't, we're back to that shotgun approach where we're just spraying ammo everywhere, hoping we hit the target. No, we need to be focused. We need to harness our energy and have laser-like precision on one thing at a time. And even though a lot of people feel like, oh, but then I won't make progress as fast. Yeah, you will. You'll make it even faster because you're harnessing your energy and you can achieve a new habit much more quickly when you're focused on just one as opposed to trying to adopt seven new habits at a time. All right? So we're going to create a process that it will guide you through the performance steps that you've identified. And that becomes your ritual, your routine, these daily habits that you practice over and over and over, right? One at a time. And I did an entire episode on hacking old habits and creating new ones that I'll link to in the show notes. So we're not going to go into that here. But what you do once you have your outcome and your performance is you create a process for achieving the performance that you need in order to get to the outcome. So let's say that you know you make poor food choices and you skip your workouts when you're tired. Well, one of the things that you'll do is create a process for getting to bed earlier and getting higher quality of sleep. And you're going to script out that process so you know the steps you need to take every single day. And maybe that process will look like this. I'm going to limit my exposure to artificial light once the sun goes down to help my body produce more melatonin so that I can get into those deeper stages of sleep. I'm going to get off my cell phone or tablet within an hour of bed. I'm not going to get on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram within an hour of bed. And I'm going to have a specific relaxing wind down ritual to make sure that when I get into bed, I am relaxed and I'm getting into bed without a device, without my cell phone, without my tablet by 10 p.m. And here's the thing. Anything you can do after 10 p.m. is not going to be your best work if you're tired, and you're going to be able to do it faster and more efficiently the next day when you're more rested. And you might add to that process that when your alarm goes off in the morning, your feet are going to hit the floor enthusiastically and you're going to start the day without hitting snooze. Or maybe one of your performance standards is to eat a fat loss friendly breakfast each and every day. You have to define a process that will make that happen. And then every day you practice that process. It's not going to happen by chance. You will create this process, this little script for this particular part of your day, and then you go through the steps. I mean, it seems laborious, but once you do it once or twice, it becomes very natural and you can learn very quickly how to create new habits. So you need a process. In the case of committing to one of your performance standards of having a healthy, fat loss friendly breakfast, you might say that your process is to identify two fat loss friendly recipes and make them on one weekend afternoon and pre-portion them in to-go containers so that every morning you wake up, your feet hit the floor enthusiastically, you take your shower, you get dressed, then you go downstairs, you take your pre-portioned fat loss breakfast, maybe it's pork muffins or a frittata or a protein shake with almond butter or avocado, and you grab it and go, or you heat it and eat it, but that is your process, and you follow that routine. Practice, 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 practice. Setting a goal is not enough. You have to understand what you're after. You need to understand what is required of you, right? What process is required, what practices are required so that you reach that goal. You're going to define your outcome, then you're going to define those performance standards that can take you to that outcome, and then you're going to create one process at a time for how you will achieve that. And you practice it every single day. That process becomes your routine, your new ritual for that part of the day. And you dramatically increase your chances of success when you pick just one performance standard at a time, and you follow that process for making it happen, and you follow the process, and you follow the process, and you follow the process, and you follow the process. You have to do the work. You have to put in the effort. It's not enough to want it. It's not enough to have good intentions. And I'll tell you what, there's always going to be a reason to not follow the process. There will always be a reason. But you know what? Whether you follow it or you don't, that's a choice. There's always going to be some kink in the chain. There's always going to be a thing, well, oh, I got to do it tomorrow because this came up today. No, you do it today. And tomorrow, when something comes up, you do it again anyway. And then the next day when something comes up and you could throw in the towel, you do it again. And if you slip up and you fall off track, the next day you get right back to it. You follow the process. You put in the effort. You have to be consistent. And before you know it, you'll be there. You'll have all these new habits and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much my life has changed. But you have to define the outcome you're after. And then you define the performance standards that are going to be required to take you to that outcome. And then you start with one and you create a process, and you follow that process with sniper rifle precision. You've scripted it out. You know, if fat loss breakfast is your thing, I have two recipes and I make them on Sunday afternoon and I pre-portion them and I put them in the fridge. And when I wake up in the morning, I take my shower, I get dressed, I read for a little bit or whatever else I do. I go downstairs, I grab that pre-portioned breakfast, grab it and go, heat it and eat it, whatever you need to do, that's your process. And you follow the process. And when you are craving donuts, you follow the process. And when you're running short on time, you follow the process. And when you don't feel like eating it, you follow the process. And that is how you reach those performance standards. And before you know it, you've achieved that target outcome that you have set. Do not shoot in the dark. Don't waste a ton of energy with the shotgun approach of, I want to lose 50 pounds. And how do I feel like doing it today? Oh, well, I'm going to go to the gym. And tomorrow I'm going to eat more vegetables. And the next day I'm going to take a walk with my dogs. And no, pick one thing, pick one performance standard and identify the process and keep working on that process, following that process, following that script every day until it becomes natural and effortless and habitual. And then you'll wake up and you'll be like, wow, I have all these amazing new habits. How far I've come in just 6 months. Identify the outcome. Establish the performance standards. Pick one and create a scripted process and follow it every day. Not for the whole day. You are not scripting your entire day, right? Maybe you're scripting your nighttime ritual. Maybe you're scripting your breakfast ritual. Maybe you're scripting a ritual for what to do when you have these afternoon sugar cravings, right? And it starts with having a lunch that's higher in fat and fiber so you don't get as hungry, and then preemptively having a small square of dark chocolate at 3 p.m. to satisfy the urge so that you overcome that craving that normally hits around 4. Whatever time of the day it is, whatever outcome you're looking to target, whatever goal you're looking to achieve, define the outcome. Establish the performance standards you're going to need to meet to hit the outcome, and then create the process. I hope this makes sense. I hope it was helpful. I know you can do this. If you're struggling and you don't know where to start, go back to that SWOT analysis of your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Pick out what is holding you back the most. Create the outcome, define the outcome that you want to achieve by overcoming that hurdle, that weakness, that threat. Define the performance standards that can help you get to that outcome, and then pick one and create a process. If you're struggling, reach out to me. Comment on the show notes page over at primalpotential.com or complete the contact form there that'll email me. Reach out to me on the Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page. I want to help you. This is doable. But I didn't say it was easy. It requires consistency, determination, dedication, persistence. But you don't have to take on the world, right? I mean, what if your ritual was just between when your alarm goes off at 7 a.m. and when you finish breakfast at 9:15? You just are scripting that small part of the day, right? But it's going to have a ripple effect, because when that becomes more comfortable and when that becomes effortless, you move on to the next thing. So don't feel like you have to have a perfect day. You don't. You're creating a process for one part of your day to overcome bad habits or lifestyles that you don't want to continue, right? And then you're going to move on to the next thing. So don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel like I don't have what it takes. Listen, you can script a process for 90 minutes of your day that's a real struggle and overcome that. And then that's gone. That's not draining your energy anymore. You've overcome it. Then you move on to another area. And after a couple of months, you've tackled the 3 main parts of your week where you really, really struggle, and everything gets easier and life gets better and you have more energy and you have more focus and you have more motivation, right? You can do it. And I'm here to help you. So if you're struggling, reach out to me. Let me know. I want to help. We're totally capable of doing this together. So if you find this helpful, share it with a friend, comment on the show notes page, comment over on the Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page, reach out to me, and I would love it if you had a minute to leave a rating and review of the show in either iTunes or Stitcher. It just means the world to me. It helps more people get exposed to this message, because I want to eliminate this struggle for everybody that has it. I want to eliminate this struggle, because there are bigger fish to fry, and we can tackle our weight struggles. We can tackle our emotional eating. We can overcome all of this, and I am here to help you. So, all right, soapbox, I'm off. I'm jumping down. Until next time, guys, stay healthy.